Yeah.
Now, when you had those dances, see, the dances was given at some, they take a turn giving the dances. Each family, even those days, each family had 8 or 9 children, you know, and they, a lot of them was grown, a lot of them small, but there was a lot of them that would be big enough to dance, and they would give the dance this Saturday night, maybe another month from now, 4 weeks, another family would give a dance, you see.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes those dances would be as much as 25 miles apart.
Yeah.
And they would have to walk 25 miles for that dance, and they'd do that.
You know, Mr. Moran had told me that.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
They'd walk. And I know my uncle had a fellow came on a schooner from New Orleans out there in Colorado. He was going to come out in the country and live the rough life, you know, and see how it was out in the country working in a sawmill and working on these coal schooners, hauling coal. Like I said, about, you know, he wanted to, he'd go to New Orleans, and that would attract him. So they'd come down to the wharf where he was unloading in New Orleans, that was right up in the heart of town, you know, this canal that they had dug in there, mm-hmm. to serve New Orleans.
Yeah.
These schooners would go in there, and they'd just park and sell what they wanted to sell. They just sell their coal by the bag, right off of that schooner, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Each fellow would come in, they'd come down there and get a wagon load, someone would come down and get one sack, you know. And this fellow came out there, was going to live the rough life in the keel with my uncle. And he'd helped him build, they'd build them boats and schooners themselves right there on the land, you know, they'd build them. They'd build them schooners by hand, and they'd build them. And he'd help him build schooners. He knew a little something about carpenter in New Orleans. And so he was telling me about that. He lived at my uncle, and he was telling me about how he got into one of those unknown things, you know, he never heard of that. And he was helping my uncle with building a boat, and he said, well, let's hurry up. We got off early Saturday. We'll go to the dance. He said, where is the dance? He said, it's up in the country. He says, how far away is up the road? He said, well, you know, he didn't have had walk in the woods. He never had walked anywhere much. So he started out.
How far away was it? What was it? Was it up or down the road?
No, he was in the keel, in what they call Biatala, which is really keel. They called it Biatala then. Yeah. And they had two communities, Biatala and keel, you see. But they was right side by side, you know. They were half a mile apart. You know?
Yeah.
But the people in the Biatala thought they was better than the ones in the keel. You know? And the keel thought they was better than the ones in Biatala. Of course, they all had to go to the Catholic Church in the keel, so they had to get together. And they all had to go to the same school, you know. But
yeah.
To the wooden school, you know, out in the woods. So. But they go to these dances, may take off anywhere to go to a dance, you know.
Yeah.
So he started out with my uncle up this through the woods, you know. He never had walked through the woods before, and he had his shoes on and everything. That's why his feet got sore. He said, how far, how much further is it, Jerry? My uncle's name Jeremiah, they called him Jerry, you know. How far are you? Oh, up the road, we gonna make it. Keep on. If he just told him my foot, well, he never would have started, you know. And he kept on. That's why he had to put his shoes off. So I came, my feet hurting. I got to take, well, take shoes off, rest a while, and sit down in on a stump and put his feet in the water in the creek and cool off, and then start holding, throw his shoes on his foot and start walking again. Barefoot. That's why his feet got sore, and he had to put his shoes back on, and they were still going, and it was wading creeks, you know.
Yeah.
And some of them had water, deep water. Some wasn't, you know, and some of them had. And they'd wade up to their knees, you know, and he had to roll his pants up. Had to kind of stay dressed up for the dance.
Yeah.
And so finally they got there. And that was in the community of Carrier, Mississippi. And that's above Picayune. And was about 30 miles from the kill, you know, back through the woods, a little shortcut. And he got up there, then he had to come back, you know. And boy, that was something, he said. They danced all night, and he couldn't hardly dance. His feet was hurting him and everything. They danced all night, because he was used to it, monk, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere he'd go, walk, you know. So, or go in the buggy, you know. But most times, just take off and walk. Wasn't too much trouble through the buggy and horse and stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing, the road wasn't, it was better for walking than it was for horses, because they didn't have the road wide enough for buggies and good enough for buggy, you know. A lot of places you want to go, you just couldn't go with a buggy, you know. You had to go walking, or horseback.